Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 21st, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. The New York Times reports that Apple has made a deal with the Wall Street Journal for its news service, and sources say that the agreement will be announced at Apple's March 25th event. Apple hopes that having Apple News pre-installed on iPhones and iPads will convince more media outlets to join the service and gain new audiences. The New York Times and the Washington Post have both reportedly opted out of joining Apple's new service, which has Apple taking 50% of revenue and unlimited access to publisher content. Microsoft announced the launch of Windows Virtual Desktop in public preview, the Azure-based service providing a virtualized multi-session Windows 10 experience and Office 365 Pro Plus virtual desktop on any device. It supports remote desktop services and apps in a shared public cloud and includes free Windows 7 extended security updates until January 2023. The company also announced Microsoft Defender Advanced Threat Protection, or ATP, for macOS in limited preview, formerly called Windows Defender. ATP promises to add endpoint detection and response and threat and vulnerability management capabilities in public preview next month. Brad Sams at Thurrott.com reports that Maverick is the code name of an upcoming Xbox One S model that no longer includes a disk drive. All digital, baby. Recent reports peg May 7th, 2019 as a launch date, with all existing Xbox markets targeted in a global simultaneous release. Square CEO Jack Dorsey, who also happens to be Twitter's CEO, tweeted that he plans to hire a number of engineers and a designer to work on new Square crypto initiatives. He also noted that improving the crypto ecosystem seems to be the most impactful thing that Square can do for the community. Square's Cash App supports Bitcoin purchases and sales, and Dorsey has said in the past that it would also support the Lightning Network. That's a layer 2 solution designed to facilitate small and fast transactions. Tesla filed 2 lawsuits Wednesday against 4 former employees and a competing self-driving startup, Zoox, for what Tesla claims misappropriated the company's trade secrets. Tesla claims, in the second case, that a former employee also stole source code related to the company's autopilot driver assistance feature before taking a job at Chinese electric automaker Xiaopeng Motors, aka XPeng. Tesla claims that the 4 employees that went to Zoox took with them its Warp system, a proprietary software platform that the company built to collectively manage things like manufacturing, warehousing, inventory, distribution, and transportation. XPeng also reportedly tried to hire a former member of Apple's self-driving project last summer, who was eventually charged by the FBI with trade secret theft. Netflix is testing a new service in India, 250 rupees per month for a mobile-only plan, which is half of the 500 rupees per month monthly pricing that Netflix currently has as its entry-level plan. Subscribers can watch standard definition content only on a single mobile or tablet screen at a time. Even with this pricing, rivals such as Holstar's subscription plans start at 199 rupees per month, and Amazon Prime Video, which is part of Amazon's Prime subscription, is 129 rupees per month. Uber Freight, the Uber-owned unit that helps connect truck drivers with shipping companies, launched its app in the Netherlands Wednesday. More European countries are planned for later in the year. Previously, Uber Freight only operated in the U.S. and had about 30,000 active users last quarter. And finally, Facebook stored passwords for hundreds of millions of users in plain text, available to anybody who had internet access to the files. This was first reported by Krebs on Security. User passwords are usually protected with encryption, a process known as hashing. But a string of errors led some Facebook-branded apps to leave passwords accessible to as many as 20,000 company employees. Krebs says that between 200 million and 600 million Facebook users are believed to have been affected. The company confirmed the issue in a blog post Thursday titled "Keeping Passwords Secure," and said that the company identified the problem back in January, fixed the issue, and notified everyone affected. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. You can find our show notes for this show and links to all headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.